Rod Duffersey is here and he joins us. How are you, Duff?
G'day, Michael.
Gee, it is a big day. Five Group 1s. The Slipper, is that the key Group 1 for you, the most intriguing of them all?
Oh, always. And more so this year because we haven't had a dominant two-year-old. We might have after Saturday as far as winning by a big margin. Although Steel City was pretty good last week as far as the margin's concerned. But there's different form lines. You know, you get your favourites here, your starting points with Cylinder and Learning to Fly, and then you look and there's 50-1 chances that have finished half a length behind them. So it's one of them slippers. I can understand that they're chipping away at a lot of long shots in this race, and it is open for an upset, but an intriguing race to try and dissect.
So who have you landed on?
I've been with him early, and I sort of got cold feet, but I'm back on the Don Corleone bandwagon. I just think that barrier is beautiful to sit midfield and offer hot speed. We know he's going to be strong late. I want clear running for him, which he didn't get in the Blue Diamond, to show what he's got. So I'm leaning his way. Obviously, Cylinder's had the perfect preparation. King's Gambit, I think that crossover noseband worked on him in that barrier trial. And Learning to Fly, how can you deny the unbeaten horse? And then you've got Red Resistance there as well. If they just treat him as the leader, they might be in a bit of trouble. So they're the five, but leaning to Don Corleone.
Yeah, it is. You probably need that handful in the quaddy, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's go through the other group ones and I'll get your better bets. Is Pericles one of your better bets? Gee, the money's come for it in the guineas.
Well, geez, James McDonald's in the paper here this morning saying it's his best ride. Don't worry about Animo. Pericles is my best ride. Mm. I'm a little concerned whether that is the lead-up, but some say it may be because, you know, Osbred's Rising Sun was in that race and sat wide, no cover and good, and I just got little doubts about it. Only a price angle there, so I'm leaning the other way, Lindemann and Elliptical. And I think Lindemann is an underrated horse who just bowls to the front here and be taking a power of running down.
He was a good run last start too, wasn't it? So at 650, he's a nice little play there. How many have we got in the field at the moment? Three, six.
There's eight left.
We've got eight. Hopefully you don't get another scratching because it looks a nice each-way play, Lindemann.
Yes, he does.
We go to the Rand Vet. Now, this is an intriguing race because Gold Trip's going to get another firm deck. And Annabelle Neesham said this morning with me she couldn't really split Mwoonga or Learning to Fly as her best.
I think he's one of the better bets of the day, Mwoonga. He gets a really good chance to win his third Group 1 here. He's in very good shape, this preparation. I want a positive Nash Warugula ride, even take up the running here. And I think he's very, very hard to beat. So Montefiore is his danger. Train more like a 2,000-metre horse this preparation. She'll react to that. She did win this race, I think, last year. And she gets a... I think Gold Trip, although he's got a good chance, and he did stamp the dry track off first up, I think he's a false favourite. Mm. As far as is the sprinting edge off him now, does he hit another real dry track that's going to be hard to make up ground? So I'm all over Mwoonga and saving on Montefiore.
That brings us to Animo. Is he, even though he's drawn the outside, just a multi-leg at $1.60, do you see any danger?
Oh, yeah. Look, I love the horse, and I'd never tip against him, but when he went up $1.90, I said, yeah, fair enough. Might get $2 in a field like this, considering what Artorias did last time. There should not be that much between them. Artorias was, he savaged the line in that Canterbury Stakes. And I know his two Rose Hill runs, he's been all over the place. And that's with Animo, where he was tied to the hip with Animo. And that's the Golden Slipper and the Golden Rose. He's been third in the Caulfield Guineas in a mile. So 1,500 means nothing. It'll be fine. Hopefully he can, Zara can just niggle and keep him... keep him focused like Purton did last time, and we've got a real race because he can run an Animo sectional. And I'm finding it very hard to split one and two, but I'm on Animo's side because of past experience, and he just finds a way.
Is Fangirl a hope?
She is, because she's had excuses behind Animo twice. And the question mark is this the run Animo has to have going into a grand final, you know, back in distance. Are they going to give him a hard run and push him up outside the lead? Are they going to ride him quietly and make it tough for him? I don't know. So there's little ifs and buts about Animo, but there's no ifs and buts about his quality.
Again, we've had another very well-backed favourite in the Galaxy, Uncommon James. It's All They Want into 380.
Yeah, I love that. I love that Oakley Plate form. That's a real race. So Lofty Strikes franked that form since, running well. It just looks beautiful for him. It's as fast a race as you'll see. I know that they went quick in the Oakley Plate, but this is just as fast, and he can just camp two or three lengths off them, and I think he's a very good horse. Mm. So I think he can win. I think Remark is the weight horse. He's 7.5 kilos better off with Eduardo, so he should put paid to him. And 1,100 at Rose Hills, he's go. But and I'm really thinking Asphora is going to run a race here. She's a brilliant mare, and she's right. And although it's very tricky for some of these horses coming to Rose Hill for the first time over 1,100, I think she is a real dark horse here, along with Zoustyle, who, you know, if we get one of them leader 1,100 Rose Hill races, they're hard to run down. So I'm all over the Oakley Plate form with a real liking for Uncommon James, but the only fly in the ointment could be Remark for that form.
How do you think the track will play tomorrow?
Look, I think it'll be okay. They watered again. We were soft yesterday, and then they watered again this morning. We're going to get a very hot day today and tomorrow. So I think they'll be aware of that and put that little bit more water than we usually have, which I'm not a fan of. You know, we play the different days. We should be consistent across the board. But, yeah, I think it should be okay until it tells us different.
Any other better bets on the program we haven't mentioned?
The bet of the day is Pelias Band, and the last, the Queenslander. Mm. She trialled here Monday, and they went up $8, ridiculous. She's had a couple of Rose Hill runs at top level and been placed in both from wide draws. And just looking at her trial the other day, she's just perfectly placed, even with the 58.5 here. I think she's the bet of the day.
Does the Gator win the All-Star Mile?
I think it's between the top two. I think it's between the top two. I'm seeing a fan of him. Thunderstruck. He's just there'll be no excuses left for him. But yeah, they look the two to me.
Yeah, they do indeed. It's one of the great days, Ron. You enjoy Golden Slipper Day.
Thanks, Michael.